All right. Hey, in the wild and sometimes crazy world of entrepreneurship, getting to know your customers isn't just another box to like check off your to-do list. It's the beating heart, the very soul of your whole operation, right? It's about plunging headfirst into the lives of those that you're hell-bent on serving, uncovering the gears that keep them ticking and the sparks that light up their eyes and the shadows that, well, haunt their midnight musings. This deep dive into human conditions isn't just useful. It's the bedrock on which empires are built, brands are forged, and legends are etched into eternity. Now, catapult yourself forward into the digital age where social media isn't just a playground. It's a goldmine of insights, a lighthouse guiding you through those foggy seas to the shores of your customers' deepest desires. This arsenal at your disposal today is analytics, data, digital sleuthing, tools. These are more than mere gadgets. They're the keys to the kingdom, the Rosetta Stone, and really decoding the mysteries of who your customers are, what they want, what they crave, and why they wander this vast expanse of the internet. Now imagine yourself as a master of this domain, each nugget of data as a strand of gold spun into the rich, vibrant tapestry that is your business's grand strategy. And if you haven't already guessed, today we're unpacking social media strategies. And I'm not talking about theory. I'm talking about action steps that you can implement right now this week. And I'll tell you, it's not just about collecting data. It's about listening, truly listening to the stories behind the numbers, because this knowledge allows you to tailor your content and your messaging in a way that speaks directly to their hearts, creating a vibration that echoes through the clutter of the digital world. Hey, if you're enjoying this podcast, make sure to check out our YouTube channel, where you can watch this episode and all our videos at startup3.com. The three is spelled out. That's startup3.com. Now, imagine crafting a strategy, a content strategy that feels like a personal letter to each member of your audience, to all your potential customers. Content that addresses their fears, celebrates their victories, and supports their dreams. This is the power of understanding your customers deeply. On a deep level, your messages become, well, beacons of light in a sea of information that's guiding your audience back to you time and time again. And the entrepreneurs who thrive, right, in today's world, I would say, are those who view their potential customers not just as targets, but as partners on their journey, right? They're the ones who use social media not just as a platform for promotion, but as a canvas for connection. And by leveraging analytics and tools to gain insights into your customer base, you can craft strategies that resonate on a deeply personal level, fostering engagement. That is not just about transactions, but it's about building lasting relationships. Now, think for a moment. Have you ever bought a product or a service from a business and you could tell right away they weren't just about making a quick sale, but they were actually sincere about wanting to build a long-term relationship with you, a business relationship long-term? If so, put that in the comments below. Let me know what you liked about that experience, because here's the thing. Let me encourage you to really embrace the power of social media analytics with open arms, right? And also a keen mind, right? Let this really be your guide to understanding your customers and your audience. And that'll not only elevate your business, but it also enriches the lives of all those you aim to serve. This is the essence of true engagement. And it's here that the magic of entrepreneurship unfolds. In fact, in the grand arena of entrepreneurship, where every decision can turn the tide of your journey, one stands out with paramount importance, and it's this: choosing the right social media platforms. This isn't just about casting your net, you know, out into the vast digital ocean of interaction. It's about casting it wisely, where the waters will teem with the fish that you seek, right? Understanding that not all seas are going to really harbor the treasures that you're after. So this mastery, this navigation is crucial. Now, let me explain it like this. Imagine, right? Each social media platform is kind of like a unique continent, right? Each with its own culture and language and customs. Your mission is to discover where your tribe resides. This is not just a quest for presence, but for meaningful connection. The essence of your journey lies in understanding that your customers, right? The lifeblood of your venture congregate in specific digital realms, right? They're not just scattered out there randomly across the digital universe, but they're gathered in places where they feel heard and understood and valued. So the allure to be everywhere at once, it can be tempting, but it's also like that siren's call that beckons with promises of unlimited reach. Yet true wisdom lies in recognizing that focus, not bandwidth, is the key to impactful engagement. It's about diving deep, not spreading wide. Each platform demands a unique dialect, a specific manner of engagement. And if you spread yourself too thin, you'll dilute the very essence of what makes your message resonate. So this discernment, if you will, this choice of platforms is not mere tactical in terms of decision making. It's strategic. You know, embrace your resources so you can ignite the most passion, foster the deepest connections, and yield the most beneficial engagement. It's acknowledging that your time, your energy, your creativity are precious, and investing them in the platforms where your customers and potential customers reside will lead to a far more meaningful dialogue and ultimately better results. So here's what I would encourage. Embark on this journey with intentionality. Use data, use insights, and the always valuable currency of empathy to really guide your choices. Analyze where your target audience spends their time, right? What content do they consume? And how do they interact with each other, right? This is not a one-size-fits-all, but this is a custom strategy with precision and care. Also, choosing the right platform is, well, it's akin to choosing the battlefield on which you want to forge your legacy. It's here in these chosen arenas that you'll weave the narrative of your brand, and you'll build your community, and you'll carve out a space that resonates with purpose and authenticity. So make these choices with wisdom, for they will define the path of your entrepreneurial journey, right? Turning mere interactions into lasting connections and also transforming followers into a devoted tribe. Now, carry that thought forward, and let's go ahead and look within the vibrant tapestry of today's digital ecosystem, where every scroll, every click, every swipe opens the door to a new story. Said another way, the creation of valuable content stands as the beacon that can guide your audience, your customers, to your shore, right? It's not merely about producing something to fill the silence. It's about crafting messages that sing, right? That resonate, and visions that inspire, right? The essence of your brand, the soul of your mission, and the heart of your value proposition must echo in every piece of content that you share. Because here's the thing, high quality, engaging, and valuable content is the lifeblood of any social media strategy. It's the magnetic force that attracts your audience, not just as passive observers, but as active participants in the narrative that you're weaving. So think of your content as a mosaic, right? Each piece of the story in its own right, yet part of a larger picture that represents your brand, whether it's educational or entertaining or inspirational. Each content type serves a role in your strategy. So let's unpack three specific types of content. Number one, educational content. This empowers your audience, right? Turning the lights on in the areas of darkness and uncertainty. It positions your brand as a lantern of knowledge and thought leadership, and you as a trusted advisor, right? In a sea of information. Now, this is where you get to share your expertise, offering insights and enriching your audience's understanding and appreciation of your field. If you need an example, look no further than this channel, right? My whole purpose here is to put out action steps and insights designed to help bootstrapping entrepreneurs in your first 3 years of business. So make sure to see you subscribe. I've got some great content, some insightful videos coming out later this year, and they're sure to help you really level up your business and level up your brand. But let's go ahead and explore those two other types of content. Now, number two is entertaining content. This is, consider it your opportunity to show your human side, right? The side of your brand. It's about creating moments of joy and laughter and connection. It's the spark that ignites engagement, encouraging shares and comments and a sense of community. So this type of content really helps to break down the barriers and makes your brand more approachable, also more relatable. And then number three is inspirational content. And this is like your call to arms, right? It's an invitation to dream bigger, to reach higher, and to really strive for more. right? It's about sharing the stories of triumph and resilience and innovation that resonate on a deeply personal level, even sparking, I would say, motivation and action. And this type of content tends to form a deep emotional connection with your customer base, really aligning your brand with the values and the aspirations that matter to them. So when you add up the art of creating valuable content, it's really about weaving these different types together in harmony with your brand's voice and also your audience's desires. It's a dynamic dance, right? One that requires listening and adapting and evolving as you learn more about who you're speaking to and what resonates with them. Always remember, in the realm of social media, content is not just king. It's the architect of communities, the catalyst of conversation, and really the bridge between your brand and the whole rest of the world. So by focusing on content that is not only seen but felt, you can build brand awareness, you can establish thought leadership and foster an engaged community that will actually grow with you. So if you're a full first-time entrepreneur embarking on this journey, let the creation of valuable content be your guiding star. Approach it with intention, with creativity, with authenticity. Let it be the medium through which you share your vision, engage your customers and your audience, and well, build a brand that transcends the digital noise. This is how you turn followers into fans and transactions into relationships, right? This is where your journey from a brand comes into a movement. And you can probably think of brands that you're passionate about, right, in your own life that you use and you're dedicated to. Because here's the thing. In the exhilarating world of entrepreneurship, especially at the start, right, where each step forward really carves a path into the future, the power of engagement and community building in social media cannot be overstated. It's a vibrant dance, a two-way conversation that adds life to your brand and really weaves a fabric of loyal community. This isn't about just broadcasting your message right out into the void. It's about listening, about responding and participating in a dialogue back and forth that nurtures trust and loyalty and connection. Now, picture this. Imagine each comment, each message as a hand, right? Kind of extended in conversation, an opportunity to share with your customers and your followers that behind your brand is a heart, right? A human spirit that cares and understands and values their voice. And you're probably saying, okay, Gary, okay. What does that look like though? So here's an example. When you respond to comments or engage in conversation and you acknowledge your followers, you're not just building a brand, right? You're building relationships. So this is an active type of engagement that transforms your social media platforms from mere channels of promotion into thriving communities where every member feels seen and heard and valued. Now, I don't recommend trying to do everything at once, right? Start with one platform at a time. Sometimes one platform might be all you need. Now, another thing that I'll recommend is interactive content. These are things like polls and Q&As. This will invite your audience, right? Your potential customers into your creative process, right? Giving them a stake in your journey and with your voice and your narrative. And these tools that I'm sharing with you, they're not just mechanisms for feedback, but they're bridges that really connect the desires with your product or service, right? Questions with answers and individuals with the community. They create a dynamic space where engagement flourishes, where your followers are not just passive consumers, but they're active participants. Now, that said, there is work required because building a loyal community around your brand is an art that requires patience, it requires authenticity, and also a genuine desire to really serve and connect, right? It's about showing up, not just when there's something to sell, but as a consistent presence that contributes value and warmth and inspiration. This community, really, this engagement, this sense of belonging transforms your followers into advocates and your brand into a movement. So I encourage you to see beyond just the metrics and the view engagements as the heartbeat of your social media strategy. Now, have you ever ran into some tough times, a rough patch, but you found a way to just push through? If so, in the comments, put that down there. Let me know what it was that you focused on that it really helped you stay on course. It's also worth mentioning that as you begin to really make forward progress on this journey. Let the power of engagement and community be your North Star, right? Approach every comment, every message, and even every post with the intention to connect, to really understand, to enrich the lives of those that you're aiming to serve. This is the foundation upon which not just successful businesses, but lasting legacies are built. And remember, in the heart of your community lies the essence of your success, right? Nurture it, cherish it, watch it as it propels you to new heights. And here's the thing. Do you remember earlier I promised you a foundational truth? Well, here it is, right? It's one that stands out, and it's simply this. Understanding your audience is not just important, it's everything, right? And to visualize that, picture yourself on a grand adventure where every post, every tweet, every share is a step towards discovering the heart and the soul of those you wish to serve. It's analogous to having a compass guiding you through this exploration. Now, when I was in the military, which was before they rolled out GPS, the compass was an essential tool along with our gear, our radios, the ability to read a map, and then the knowledge of our terrain. So if you view that scenario as a lens into your own business, what are your tools, right? Well, social media for one, right? The knowledge of analytics, there's other tools that you have. They all quickly build your map for understanding the secrets of your customers, such as demographics or maybe interests or online behaviors. And you can use that knowledge to then better serve them. So imagine having the power to see the world through the eyes of your clientele, to understand not just who they are, but what drives them, right? What excites them? What challenges do they face? This is the power that social media analytics bestows upon you, right? It's like having a crystal ball that reveals not only the age and the location of your followers, but it dives deeper into their passions, into the engagement patterns, even the conversations that they care about the most. Here's the thing, though. Knowledge, as vast as it may be, it's only potential power. The true magic happens when you use this understanding to craft content and messaging that speaks directly to the soul of your audience, right? This is where you transform data into connection, where numbers become stories and where insights turn into actions. So tailoring your strategy to meet, well, the specific needs and the desires of your audience means that your message is no longer just a shout out into the void, but a heartfelt conversation, a bridge that really connects your vision to the hearts of those that you aim to reach. Now, this journey of sorts of understanding your audience is an ongoing process of continual learning and adaptation. So social media platforms, they're your laboratories where experimentation and fuel your growth, right? Consider each interaction as an engagement, as a lesson, as an offering of clues and insights that will really help you refine your approach. Because the entrepreneurs who succeed in this digital age are those who listen intently, right? Not just to the words of their customers, but to the emotions and the aspirations behind them, right? They're the ones who recognize that, well, at the end of every screen, on the other side of every click is a human being, right? Wanting to connect, to learn, and to grow. So by harnessing the power of social media analytics and tools, you have the opportunity to not just reach your audience, but to understand them deeply and engage with them in ways that are meaningful and impactful and, well, ultimately transformative. So here's the thing. I urge you to dive, you know, head first into this odyssey, right? Heart wide open, curiosity on full blast. Let the revelations that you unearth be the torches illuminating your way, steering your strides with the kind of lucid confidence that only springs from a deep, authentic understanding of those that you're aiming to serve, that you're aiming to dazzle. Because at the end of the day, this unshakable knowledge is the bedrock of enduring and impactful triumph. One last thing. Learning how to really boost sales and build lasting customer bonds is an excellent way to grow your business and your customers. So I made a video that walks you through the 5 action steps that you can implement into your business to boost sales. Hey, I hope today's show provided you with some new insights or a fresh perspective and some action steps that you can implement this week. And in case you're new here, what you just listened to was a podcast version of this week's YouTube video.
So if you enjoyed our conversation today, I want to encourage you to visit our YouTube channel, where you can watch this episode and all our videos at startup3.com. The three is spelled out. That's startup3.com.